Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question that keeps getting asked is, what the heck happened with our current COVID pandemic? Why is it taking so long for the World Health Organization to figure out what happened in Wuhan? Was it a lab accident? Was it man-made? Was China trying to kill off members of their population? And there's all these theories and conspiracy theories. And I really urge everybody to go back and take a look at what happened with the original SARS outbreak in 2002 to 2003. And there might be some clues there. This isn't China's first rodeo. In fact, after the outbreak, after the 2002 to 2003 SARS outbreak, China had a leak of SARS in 2004, and people died. SARS was supposed to be over, the outbreak done. It had originated in China. Then after it was over, there was a leak in 2004. And here we are, 2019, 2020, and now 2021, scratching our heads going, why did COVID happen? Well, can we take a look and see what sort of laboratory habits or lab issues they have within their country? And again, I don't want to blame, you know, any particular lab or any particular lab person, but I'm getting tired of hearing lab accidents. So when you look at the 2002-2003 SARS outbreak that happened, they thought it was an atypical pneumonia. When people were starting to get sick and they thought there was an atypical pneumonia, they thought it might have been a chlamydia pneumonia. They didn't know what it was. And they were able to identify it as SARS and a virus that caused SARS. But what's very interesting is the Singapore Ministry of Health released a report in 2003 after the outbreak ended. And they concluded that patient zero, or the first patient that got it, most likely acquired it in a laboratory as a result of accidental contamination. Now, this was the SARS outbreak from 2002 to 2003. An accidental contamination. What the heck was the virus doing there? Well, they were studying West Nile. So the patient was a lab worker that was conducting research on the West Nile virus in the lab, was also conducting research using active SARS coronavirus. So they believe that that's when something might have happened. We fast forward out to 2004, and apparently some high up officials through the Chinese CDC got canned because there was a lab accident. In 2004, and this is with SARS, 8 people in Beijing and Anhui province were sickened. One was killed when 2 workers at the CDC in China lab, independent from each other, developed SARS. They believe a batch of inactivated SARS virus was brought from a high containment facility to a low safety diarrhea research lab. That's where the 2 were working. And during the inactivation process, I guess they add a mix of detergents to the virus. It didn't work properly. And I guess there was a 5-paragraph summary discussing how there was a lab accident, how there were some protocols not followed. And as the high containment facility transmitted this active coronavirus to a diarrhea facility, there was mishaps and people got exposed. So here we are. If we fast forward now to 2019, we find out about the COVID-19 virus by 2020. after thousands, tens of thousands of people were infected again in China. Now, can somebody just, why didn't anybody go down there, right, that next day and investigate? I mean, I believe they said, oh yeah, we're investigating, but it was already months into already thousands of people being infected. This is why I don't think somebody tinkered with COVID-19 and caused it to, I just don't think that happened. I think they were studying it. I don't think COVID-19 is man-made. We know there's a reservoir in bats, and then there might be an intermediate reservoir because the bats were located far away from Wuhan. But they've been studying coronavirus. They've been studying these viruses in the labs now for almost two decades. Why the multiple lab accidents? All right, now, do I think it was released on purpose? I don't know. I think anybody who says, oh yeah, that's exactly what happened, unless they were there or they're a whistleblower, I don't think we could surmise that. But what I can conclude from all this is the very powerful viruses that have killed people are being actively studied in labs, which is fine. That's what we do. I'm sure somebody's studying Ebola. They've been studying anthrax. I get that. You have to study it so you could hopefully prevent future outbreaks. But there are processes and protocols that keep failing, at least within multiple institutions in China and their laboratory. Protocols need to be reevaluated. That's what I think we could get from this. Did they tinker it to make it more highly infectious? I don't know. I mean, I do think we can genetically manipulate viruses. Obviously, the viruses were there, to be studied. So I'm not going to comment on that. But I do want to comment on why the heck, if there's been so many red flags with China and their handling of deadly pathogens, wasn't there more oversight? Is it the World Health Organization? Is it the Chinese CDC? Is it the UN? Who dropped the ball? If China twice had lab accidents in 2002 and 2004 with first SARS, you would think somebody would be on their butts making sure this didn't happen again. And then here it is a third time, and maybe even more. So I really would like to know what the heck happened. I'd like to know who's watching them. And I'd like to know how we could prevent anything like this happening a fourth time coming out of China. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Joe Biden is going to sign another round of executive orders today. These are going to look at providing assistance for those facing food insecurity, protecting American workers and providing economic relief to struggling families, they're saying. Apparently, a press conference is going on right now. Now, these executive orders are going to supposedly speed up delivery of stimulus checks to families who have not received them, also increase food stamp access, increasing food aid for children who normally rely on school meals as the main source of food. I don't know if you've noticed, but for some of you who live in areas where the schools are closed, there's still school zones. And the school zones keep, you know, having people slow down. And people are like, why are there school zones when school's out? Is it they're on a timer? Well, it's because kids get to go to the schools to get their meals. So the schools are still providing meals because many kids, that's where they get their nutrition. The administration is also going to start the work that will allow an executive order, or allow him to issue an executive order to require federal contractors to pay $15 minimum wage to their employees. Now, the federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009. So here we are 12 years later. Is it 12 years later? Yep. And it might double. This $15 minimum wage does not necessarily mean everybody in America has to pay their workers $15 minimum wage. I understand that causes a lot of anxiety to people who are concerned about how do they reopen at 25% capacity or 50% capacity, but then double what they're paying their workers. That's going to be, it's going to be a tough haul. We'll talk about that in a second. But more than 10 million Americans currently unemployed, I believe that's higher, 14 million renters are behind on payments, 29 million adults, including 8 million, are struggling with, quote, food insecurity. And I say women, minorities, low-income service workers have been disproportionately impacted. Black and Hispanic workers face higher jobless rates than white workers. So Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, told reporters on a call that we are at a precarious moment in our economy. The American people cannot afford to wait. So many are hanging in the thread. So Biden is going to direct the Treasury Department to find new ways to get stimulus checks, including the $600 check passed that was in December and the $1,200 checks passed last March. 8 million Americans still have not received them. In fact, dead people received the checks because of the software system not being updated. When somebody dies, if nobody lets the government know, money keeps coming in. They will also issue an order to direct the Department of Agriculture to help families with school children buy groceries, increasing the weekly value of the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, known as food stamps, for about 12 million families. It can provide a family with three children more than $100 of additional support every 2 months. $50 a month, nice, but I got to tell you, I have kids that they can go through $50 in a day. It's a shame. So the USDA will consider issuing new guidelines that will allow states to increase SNAP emergency allotments for those who need it most. This will be the first step to ensuring that the additional 12 million people get enhanced SNAP benefits to keep nutritious food on the table. If you don't, you know, hit things out early on with nutrition, then it's a domino effect in terms of health effects, psychological effects, crime. I agree that we need to improve our SNAP program and we need to get people food and nutrition. I understand that there's a lot of questions on how all this gets paid for. We'll talk about that in a second. Biden will also seek to allow workers to draw unemployment benefits if they quit jobs they fear are unsafe amid the pandemic, by noting that workers have a federally guaranteed right to refuse employment that will jeopardize their health. And if they do so, they will still qualify for unemployment insurance. We're going to spend a little time talking about this later. So rather than somebody quitting and not getting their benefits, if they don't want to go back to work, they don't have to. And if they cite it's because they don't want to be exposed to the virus and they want to stay home. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit also. A lot of his orders are going to overturn many of President Trump's directives on issues pertaining to federal workers. The order will eliminate Schedule F, a class of worker that Trump had established. They claim that stripped federal workers of job protections. So, I think the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package that is being pushed, that will include $1,400 stimulus payments. It will raise the national minimum wage to $15 an hour, extend jobless benefits, aid for state and local governments, and money for a nationwide vaccination program. So there's going to be a lot of policies and a lot of money coming out of the Biden administration. And for those people without jobs, it can't come quick enough. For those, though, that are looking at the long term, they're asking, whoa, okay, where does this go? Now, keep in mind, all right, once COVID is over, Democrats have plans to do Medicare for all, right? Public option. All right, these are things that require a lot of money. Now, my guess is they're going to print more money. They really can't borrow from other countries. They're going to have a heck of a time taxing more Americans when Americans are losing their jobs. the rich will get taxed. We know in New York that's coming soon. But that's not, there's not enough rich people to cover these costs. There's just not enough. You could only tax so much, and there's only X amount of people. A lot of people who might have been rich aren't rich anymore. So a concern is there's all these real cool things that were talked about in the primary, and people are like, oh, that's good. You know, we could use that money for that, and we could do this, and we could give everybody health care, and we could wipe off everybody's college debt. All right. At some point, somebody has to be kind of realistic with what's happening with the money and where is this money coming from. Right now, it looks like the money could just come from the sky. Now, I don't work at the United States Treasury. I don't work at Capitol Hill. Beautiful buildings, by the way. Gorgeous buildings. Washington, D.C. is one of the cleanest cities. Don't really see any garbage around. It's really well kept. It's one of the most beautiful cities. Our metro, gorgeous, pristine. The money's coming from somewhere, and most likely printed. When we see federal minimum wage go up to 15, and it's a small business owner that has, it doesn't matter what sort of business owner you are, that it doesn't matter how many employees. Who do you think is going to have to pay to cover that so the business doesn't go under? You. I've seen food skyrocket in price. I've seen haircuts skyrocket in price. Does anybody still see the $6 haircut anymore, right? What wasn't bad? Nah, I know that was a while back. But no way. You can't do $6 haircuts if you're paying your employees $15 an hour. And you guys could do the math. Anything that you have received, or any goods or any services that you've received pretty cheaply, I just calculate, what are these employers going to pay? Because not only is it $15 an hour, it's also the taxes and the Medicare and the Social Security. So employees could average about at least $20 an hour per person. Now, mind you, you can't live on $7.25 an hour. So I agree the minimum wage has to go up, but I think it's going to have to go up incrementally, and it might not be able to go up while you've already devastated the average employer with the shutdowns and the lockdowns and with the pandemic. So I fear that if the Biden administration wants to work so fast, going, you see what we did? My first 100 days, I raised minimum wage. All right, we are already in a recession, probably a depression. I don't ever remember a recession being this bad. I mean, it's a ghost town where I live. Every now and then I see, every day I see another business closed. The other day I saw Denny's gone, and I know it's Denny's, and you know Denny's might have cost too much for their breakfast, but no wonder why. You start raising minimum wage, you can't get $1.99 breakfast anymore. If it's going to cost the average company $20 an hour per person with their taxes, with their Social Security, with their health insurance, that a $20 per employee, you're probably not going to see a lot of employees. You're going to probably see as few employees as possible. You're going to probably see a lot more automation. That's the only way to get around minimum wage and the extra hikes is to automate more. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of fast food restaurants go, you know what, just drive through. Why hire people to clean tables? I mean, how many people go in to eat at a McDonald's or eat at a Taco Bell? I mean, some of us did. Kids do. So, there will be some ramifications with this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News. Officials in Maryland are still waiting to hear from the person or people who bought this week's winning $730 million Powerball ticket. The ticket sold at Dick Ravencroft's Coney Market in the small town of Lona Coning, Maryland.
Okay, well, we got the call at 7 o'clock from the Lottery Commission that we had sold, our store had sold the winning lottery ticket.
Ravencroft telling ABC's Good Morning America what he'll do with his $100,000 he gets for selling the winning ticket.
My employees are going to benefit from it, I'm going to renovate the store.
How are your employees going to benefit?
I'm going to give them some of the money.
We may never know the winner, as Maryland is one of the states where you can win a lottery jackpot and remain anonymous. Hank Aaron is dead. The Hall of Famer and former home run king died on Friday at the age of 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk a lot about employer-employee relationships because work, you know, is obviously a part of our health and a part of our lifestyle. And so one issue that was plaguing the average American worker throughout this COVID pandemic is some people got to stay home and work from home and make money and be cush and safe and get to sneak Netflix on their breaks, whereas others had to go in to work and deal with the public at grocery stores and convenience centers and the hospital. And if those workers said, nah, I want to stay home too, and I want to make money, and I want to get the extra $600 a week with unemployment, they couldn't. Because if you quit your job on your own volition, you don't get unemployment. If you get fired, and you get fired inappropriately, or there's some rules, you could possibly claim unemployment. If you get laid off, you definitely get unemployment. And so President Biden, in I believe a White House statement, said what they're going to do is allow workers who do not want to be exposed or fear for their health at work qualify for unemployment. Now, this has caused a lot of debate. All right. You know, on one hand, as a doctor, I just didn't know how to, you know, allow people to take off work. They'd be asking for work notes, and they're like, look, you know, keep me out of work. I don't want to get COVID. You know, and you know, they were scared, and I don't blame them for being scared. You know, I mean, in order for us to lock down and, you know, live the cush, being able to work from home life is because somebody was running the power. Somebody was running the water district. Somebody was running our food and our grocery chain and food. People were doing Uber Eats and I don't know, DoorDash. And it required people to be out there. And the reason why the lockdown was comfortable for most is because there were workers that put their lives on the line. And I don't think any of us has thought it was fair, but the average person kind of kept quiet because they're like, well, I'm able to watch Netflix, I'm able to order my pizza. This lockdown thing is good. Which also frustrated me when people are like, yeah, we need to lock down. Come on, everybody, lock down. Everybody lock down, quit complaining. I'm like, are you an essential worker or are you sitting home drawing a paycheck while the essential workers are out there getting exposed? So that's an issue. On the flip side, I understood why those unemployment rules were at play, where you couldn't just quit, because then everybody could quit. The average healthcare worker might say, to heck with this, you're cutting my pay, I'm getting exposed, all my neighbors get to sit home and watch Netflix and get paid. And I can make an extra $600 a week. I can make an extra $2,400 a month on top of my unemployment. I'm out. So the reason why essential workers worked is because they couldn't get unemployment. That's not fair. But that's why the hospitals kept running. That's why the grocery stores kept running. So according to this, this is from a White House statement being provided by Daily Mail, Biden will seek to allow workers to draw unemployment benefits if they quit jobs they fear are unsafe amid the pandemic, by noting, quote, that workers have a federally guaranteed right to refuse employment that will jeopardize their health, and if they do so, they will still qualify for unemployment insurance. So they're not wrong. I mean, which humans are forced to work and get exposed and which humans aren't? And unfortunately, in many communities, there's a huge racial disparity between the suits that get to stay home and those that are working in the gas stations and the grocery stores and the fast food. So, you know, the White House in that respect is correct. Everybody should have a right to quit their job if they fear their health is in danger. The ramifications of it, though, are going to now get a little dicey. If you have somebody that sees that they can make extra money with unemployment, they could be like, you know what, yeah, I pass. Remember, tips aren't that good. So somebody waiting tables at a restaurant that's down to 25% capacity, they're losing money if they don't take the unemployment. You're going to make more money on unemployment than working your shift at the grocery store, at the restaurant, at the possibly the hospital. So what happens when everybody says, I'm out? Now, if we were going to do a true lockdown, that's everybody bunkering down, probably the military bringing rations of food. You have people in hazmat suits managing the power, the government as well. And we're talking nobody leaves their house. During my lockdown in Nevada, you know, when I was going to work, you saw people were still on the street. Locked down my foot. We were technically on a lockdown. There were people all in the streets running around. Why? Well, because they were going to work. So, you know, a lockdown is nice when you can have somebody run to the store or get a Uber Eats delivery. Super Bowl. I mean, somebody's going to be delivering pizza that day. they're going to be putting their lives at risk so you could be home watching Super Bowl. I get that's not cool. But what happens if the average worker says, I'm going to make more money staying home? There's no incentive for them to work. So what happens with the power company? What happens with our water? What happens with our hospitals? I can't tell you how many dental hygienists had reached out, you know, talking to me because I was trying to get dentists reopened. I wanted, you know, dental clinics to be able to reopen and provide care because the majority of us, sorry, we got a call coming in, the majority of us were, trying as doctors to take care of dental complaints and we're not dentists. So I tried to, you know, start a petition, made a lot of noise for dentist offices to reopen, and hygienists were saying, no, we don't want to go back. No, it's too scary. We don't want to go back to work. We don't want to reopen. The dentist wanted to, but there were staff that didn't want to. So I'm telling you right now, just because somebody dedicated their lives to healthcare doesn't mean they want to expose their kids and their family. So it's going to be a very easy decision for the average healthcare worker, essential worker, to say, thank God, now I get the unemployment. Now I get to stay home and watch Netflix. And it's frustrating, very, very frustrating, because then who's gonna provide the food? I mean, on the farms, they're essential workers. I mean, we have essential workers. So, it's one of those things where this is going to be very difficult to debate because everybody has a right to be protected. Everybody has a right. And nobody should be forced to be exposed to COVID when somebody else gets to make a paycheck or gets to make unemployment. But the only reason why quote-unquote lockdowns worked is because we had a large part of the community still out there, still working. I mean, I'm fortunate that I get to work, but I get to work online. So I'm able to provide care, but I still have to tell somebody to go to a pharmacy. Right? If you need your medication, you need to go and pick it up at a pharmacy. Well, who's working at the pharmacy? Again, essential workers. And if they realize, you know what, I can make more sitting home, who's going to be manning the pharmacies? Who is going to be giving the COVID vaccines? I mean, honestly, people, not everybody loves their job. This take this job and shove it is probably something that a lot of people still think about, even if they love their job. It's going to be a very simple decision, especially when nobody knows, if the government's going to hand out money, you might as well take advantage of it. So, we'll see what happens with this. Like I said, he's right. But then, they better really rethink this because, who is going to then show up to the hospitals and to the dental clinics and to the grocery stores? Yep. Who's going to keep the power on? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, amidst the slow rollout of the vaccines and some of the problems we had, somebody's getting blamed for the COVID vaccine rollout, and it's the gel packs. Apparently, officials are blaming the gel packs that were supposed to cool the vaccines for not working the way they were supposed to. According to Fox News, gel packs used for maintaining COVID-19 vaccine temperatures during transport are again in question. As states clamor for more supplies, apparently shipments of the Moderna vaccine had arrived at sites at out-of-range temperatures. It affected 4,400 doses in Maine, 12,000 doses in Michigan earlier this week. They say both instances involve the same distributor, McKesson, and Moderna and federal officials are now working on a full analysis on implications for the viability of the vaccines. Now, we believe what happened is it wasn't that they heated up, is that they got too cold. Shipments come along with a temperature monitoring device to track temperatures during transport. Shaw said at a virtual briefing Thursday, Shaw is Dr. Nirav Shaw, director of the Maine Center of Disease Control, CDC, that the boxes arrived in Maine with a red X instead of a green check mark. So red X probably means bad. Green check mark means good to go. McKesson previously told Fox News it learned of the issue on Monday and pinned the problem among faulty gel packs used to keep the doses cold. It said, we also identified the root cause of the issue. Some of the gel packs used to maintain appropriate temperatures were found to be too cold. So they have taken steps to prevent this from occurring in the future. So Moderna's vaccine is stable at a minus 20 degrees Celsius, but cannot dip to storage temperatures lower than 40 degrees Celsius. Once refrigerated, it could last 30 days at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. All right? That's refrigerated. I think 8 degrees Celsius is about 30-some degrees Fahrenheit. Hey, Siri, what is 8 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit? Sorry, guys.
8 degrees Celsius is 46.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, good. Yay. The virals cannot be refrozen once thawed. So McKesson told, look, I do have a Celsius to Fahrenheit calculator. It's just I have so many screens up, and when I do that, it slows down the Wi-Fi, just slows down the bandwidth, and just can be. I'll use Siri. You know how much I spent on my iPhone? I'll use Siri. McKesson told the CDC at Operation Warp Speed that gel packs were not left out to be thawed to appropriate temperature, but rather were just tossed into the boxes. So their operating hypothesis right now is that the temperature exceedance was on the low end, not the high end. So the investigation now is, undergoing. Replacement doses have already been shipped out to both states, but not without some delays in appointments. None of the vaccines in question have been administered, but instead are being held roped off in frozen storage until scientists greenlight the vaccines as safe for use. So they might not be thrown out. They might say, you know what, I think these are still okay. They say being too cold increases the chances that the vaccines that were delivered to Maine can eventually be used. That's because vaccines of this sort are more stable in cold environments. So one of you had asked me if the government was going to lie and not tell us if there was an issue when it came to the vaccine. I don't know because, we get lied to with so many other things, but I think there's enough cameras and I think there's enough do-gooders, and I think the average person realizes that they can't assume that they're all of the same mind, that there are some people that have no problem whistleblowing. So I think there will be enough checks and balances because the average people doing this, this is now, affecting human lives. I don't think they want it on them if they gave a bad vaccine. But something being too cold, yes, it could denature things, but it might not be as bad as it heating up. The big thing, the big issue we had with these viruses is they couldn't be at room temperature. They couldn't be at a warmer temperature because the mRNA is so fragile, and the way these had to be, transported, they had to be kept cold. And I was wondering, where did they come up with the negative 40 degrees Celsius? Or I think with Pfizer, the negative 70 degrees, where did they come up with those numbers? But apparently, they think if you erred on the side of caution, if you erred on the cold side, it might be okay. So Maine has administered over 92,000 doses. Over 17,000 people in the state have already received their second dose. So things are moving on, but they think it might be a gel pack issue. I do worry a little bit about secondary gain when it comes to states and governors and looking like that they are you know, they are exceeding expectations when it comes to vaccination, because when they get reelected, somebody's going to say that they, you know, twiddled their thumbs during the vaccine rollout and they weren't ready. So if somebody could get the news headline that, you know, they crushed it, that, you know, they superseded, exceeded expectations, and then, you know, that's going to help them with reelection. So I think there is a lot of incentive to get people vaccinated. I just hope that people don't say, you know what, just do it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A very frightening story has surfaced. Oriana Myers, 25 years old, shot dead her three biological children and two stepchildren before setting the West Virginia home on fire and killing herself. 7 years old, 6 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old, 1 year old children were killed in a murder-suicide on December 8th. Sheriff said Myers had been upset that her husband stayed with relatives instead at home during the work week due to transportation issues. She texted her husband saying, "You'll have nothing to come back to but a corpse." She shot each of the five children in the head. She wrote a confession saying, "I was not strong enough to fight these demons." She was found dead outside of the family's burning house with a red line drawn across her face. This is probably one of the most frightening types of stories we hear when a mom murders her own children. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, we think those who are crazy will look like, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, or how TV and Hollywood portray it. But sometimes the average person who's a murderer or is a killer isn't, you know, wearing, you know, a black outfit and ski mask and all, you know, sometimes it could be somebody that's just in your home caring for the kids they gave birth to. Now, she said that she wasn't strong enough to defeat her demons. So it makes me wonder if she might have had schizophrenia or some other hallucinatory illness where, you know, she was hallucinating or delusional or had a psychosis, you know, hearing voices, feeling like she was being controlled by something else. But some ask, was this postpartum depression? We don't know. I mean, you know, when a mom says that they are thinking about hurting their baby, you have got to protect that baby, and you have got to give that mom help. I think postpartum depression, I think depression in families is very underestimated, underdiagnosed. I think people are still afraid of the stigma. With, you know, lockdowns, people aren't going to their doctor, and doctors aren't spending the time to screen. You know, we always ask if you have suicidal ideation, homicidal ideation, but I think there's better ways to ask. You know, do the kids get on your nerves? Yeah, they get on my nerves. But do they wear you out sometimes, where you sometimes wish they weren't there? These are the questions we have to ask parents. It's not easy. And parents sometimes have a hard time bringing that up because they don't want to feel like they're going to go to jail. So very tragic. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.